you find it difficult to come up with content ideas for your podcast? Or perhaps you got stuck during the interview with the guests where you just have nothing to ask anymore? Try Poddex today. Poddex is the best all-in-one podcast idea generation tool. You get everything from episode ideas to interesting conversation starters for interviews, engaging discussions for your live stream, and even social media content ideas. With this tool, you don't have to spend weeks trying to come up with content for an episode or unique questions for your guests. Just shuffle the cards and pick one at random, hit the record button, and get started. Now you can make better content, have more fun while you're at it, and get your viral moment, all with Poddex. Head over to poddex.com and use code C4C. What's up, people? Mr. LP, Clear Visions Podcast. We are here. So I'm editing some, I'm on my day job. Shouts out to Resonant Recordings and editing a podcast. And I was thinking about like my editing style. So I want to talk about one of the editing styles that I have or the things that I take into consideration. All right. Let's listen to the intro and get to it. What's the word, everybody? It's your man, Mr. Al Pete from the mighty MPN.
Man, listen.
And you're now tuned in to the Clear Visions Podcast. Get ready to enjoy the show.
Are we clear?
BYKE for my Duval folks. Back for the world. What's happening? Clear Visions Podcast. So, real quick one for today. To explain again, I am an audio engineer. Sorry for the noise in the background. Relaxing. Oh, the bird is chirping. Talk nice to the birds. Yeah, talk nice to me. So, I'm an audio engineer at Resonant Recordings. It's a podcast company. And so, my day job, I edit and mix podcasts for the day job. And I do it as well for my company and for myself. So, I mean, that's basically the occupation that I'm in right now. So, I was thinking about my editing skills. And I was thinking about, well, I'm editing a particular podcast, and it's a very emotional podcast, right? And they're telling the story. Don't want to get a story because I don't want to, you know, tell anybody's business like that. But for when I do podcasts and they're like emotional or somebody's thinking and stuff like that, you know, a lot of these podcasters, you know, when it comes to the mixing, you want to take all of the filler words out. Or, you know, some people will say leave some in there so, you know, it can, you know, have the feeling. But that's very rare when somebody hits me up and says, hey, or the instructions say, you know, leave, you know, take 70% of the filler words out, stuff like that. Because, and I understand that, and that's the right thing to do because you want to leave the emotional part into the conversation. Or, you know, it don't have to be emotional. It can be just a thoughtful conversation, or you want to just make the people sound real. Like, you don't want to sound like a robot. Like, they didn't say any because naturally in conversations, when you're in conversations, you're thinking, you know, sometimes on the spot. Like, if you're having a conversation with somebody and it's like a question answer type of thing, you know, they might ask you a question and you might be like, you know, or if somebody says like, well, what do you think? What do you think this part is? What time this part should start? And you like, I'm thinking like 7, 8, you know, stuff like that. And definitely with emotional conversations, I try to leave those filler words in just so people, when people listen to the conversation, it can be a realization of it. And, you know, when we're listening to audio, you know, you want to have thoughts like, well, you want to keep that stuff in. You want to make it sound as natural as possible. So I usually, you know, leave the ums and the ands and the, you know, nothing too dramatic. But you want to leave some, I mean, I leave stuff in there because it just gives a very good feeling of the person, you know, that I'm listening to somebody that's real and having a real conversation. Now, there are certain situations where you want to make sure that the wording is tight and you want to take like all the ums, you know, ums, ahs, ands, all those filler words out. But, you know, when it's an emotional story or if it's somebody thinking, like I'm very attentive of what I edit. You know, I want it because the editing part, you want to make sure that you know, the conversation flows well. So for me, I have to pay attention to these conversations. And I think, you know, for most editors, it makes for a better product that comes out when you're mindful of the conversation that's being had. God, sorry about all this noise, y'all. Record on my iPhone, sorry, because I'm not waiting for my computer. But it makes for a better product when it comes out at the end. And I try to be mindful as possible when I'm listening to a show, when these people are talking, and, you know, you want to keep it in there. You want to keep that effect in there, because you want to have people feel what they're talking about. You want people to relate to the subject, and you want really the people to come back and be like, okay, well, I can trust this audio. I can trust this podcast. I can trust, you know, this conversation that's being had. You want the people to be as real as possible. And I do feel like a lot of people can pick when something seems like fabricated, or like not, you know, they might question it. And, you know, of course, people are going to fact check all day and they're going to have their opinions. But I think the tone of the conversation, when you're editing and stuff, it adds to the validity of, you know, the validity of the conversation that's being had. So I do that from time to time. If it's a rush situation, or if somebody says, take them all out, and it's a client, I definitely take it out. But I am mindful of conversations that I had. And I keep a lot of those, not a lot, I keep the necessary filler words in, because I just want to, when people listen to that product, I want, you know, people to, I want things to be inflicted. And if it's a heartfelt conversation, or if it's a conversation talking about how to do this or how to, you know, I try to be mindful of that and be like, okay, well, let me leave some of this in so people can go ahead and feel that feeling, so people can, you know, trust the audio. So that's one of many editing styles that I do have. So just wanted to share that, you know, a little bit, pieces of it. And even for the people that's listening to this that, you know, that need audio work, you know, feel free to hit me up, and, you know, we can work something out. And I try to make it as dope as possible when it comes to that, especially when it comes to like heartfelt conversations. So yeah, any questions, please let me know in the comments, or, you know, hit me up directly and let me know what you think about how your audio style is, or what you would like to hear. And yeah, so good deal, y'all. Finna pull a card real quick, and we will close this thing out. Clear Visions Podcast. Talk to the birds. Talk nice to the birds.
Man, listen.
Come on.
I take the time and looking like every comic. I make a rhyme to make my people feel sonic.
Come on.
I rock the show to get them tapping on the flow. I spin the jam to make them do it once more.
Once more, baby.
It means a lot, I hope it means a lot to you.
I hope it did.
I need that thing to stick, where the crazy glue. I do this for my fellas and my baby boos.
Hey, boo.
Cause all of y'all my neighbors, how do you feel it?
All right,
come on,
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 all right,
all right,
hey, hey,
all right,
yes, sir.
All right, all
right.
Yeah, check one, riding this trick. Be the one that be of extraordinary status. Stopped all the lazy habits and got busy. Building my own, my ant farm. Be careful when you buy a log or a brick, cause I learn them. So a boulder. That knowledge got me strengthened in my shoulders. For brighter days, I pray. This may go this way for my neighbor. I ask that favor. Lord, give me courage that I walk this path, that these people check it out. Right, boy, that line kinda tight. But words to the three lines residing on my shoes. I'ma keep them toes down and keep y'all with that new.
Yes, sir.
I take the time and looking like every comic. I make a rhyme to make my people feel sonic.
Come on, come on.
I rock a show to get them tapping on the flow. I spin the jam to make them do it once more.
Once more, baby.
It means a lot, I hope it means a lot to you.
Check one.
I need that thing to stick, what a crazy clue.
Baby.
I do this for my fellas and my baby boos.
Hey, boo.
Cause all of y'all my neighbors, how do you
feel it?
All
right,
come on,
all right,
come on,
all right,
come on,
all right,
come on,
all right,
come on,
all right,
come on,
all right,
all
right,
y'all not letting
right,
man.
All
y'all ain't feeling
right,
it. Let's go, let's go.
Right.
Hey.
No need for a weatherman reporter. We the sun, we the ones that keep it in order. I give love to my main supporters, time donors, rhyme rollers. Here's while I call y'all my neighbors, y'all my lifesavers. No telling what I would be doing. I'd probably be pursuing something stupid. Or money getting, but the money hitting at the moment. So we flowing, still here, nigga in charge, we moving. All on the block, all in the cul-de-sacs, fellas. Blowing sacks, and my ladies got my back. Hey, reporting from Jacksonville, FLA. Your number one acquaintance, Mr. LP. Now where the party at? Hey, I take the time and looking like every comment. I make a rhyme to make my people feel sonic. I rock the show to get them tapping on the flow. I spin the jams and make them do it once more. It means a lot, I hope it means a lot to you. I need that thing to stick, what a crazy glue. I do this for my fellas and my baby boos. Cause all of y'all my neighbors, how do you do?
All right,
all right,
all right.
I feel it,
all right, all right, all right.
I feel it,
all right,
all right,
all right, all right.
Yes, sir. Clear Visions Podcast. We are bike. We are bike. Hope you enjoyed that tune that I played. You know, try to sprinkle some music in there because that's my life, music. Yeah. So, poddeck.com. Make sure y'all go to poddeck.com and get your cards. Get your cards for your podcast or even just, you know, play games, general conversations or whatever. So, make sure you put in the code C4C. And enjoy. Shout out to, you know, being a sponsor for the content creators of color. Shout out to the C4 Challenge crew. Yes, sir. So I pull my cards. I pull from the WTF. Again, I'm using an app. So I'm pulling from the WTF section. So the card that I pulled, it says, what's the longest you ever waited in line for something? And what was it? So it's funny because I was talking to my my barber. It's a lady that cuts my hair. Shouts out to Jazz. And we was talking about scheduling and just, we real big on time. Like me and her, we real big on time. Like, you know, being mindful of people's time. So I was telling her before I went to her. I've been going to her for over 10 years now, but last time I went to somebody's shop, I waited 3 hours. The last time I was there, I waited 3 hours to get a haircut. It was me and my son. And the times before that, it might have been an hour here, might have been 2 hours here, but that last time, it was 3 hours. And I was like, never again. Never again. That's the longest I've ever waited for, like, something simple as a haircut. So my barber, she has an app, and I'm on a schedule now. So I go every other Thursday. So, I love the scheduling part of it because it's just better. It's just better. It's just better because I don't have time to be waiting 3 hours for no damn haircut. That ain't gonna happen. That will not happen. Okay, so as long as I've been waiting on that, that will never, ever, 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 ever happen again. So, all right, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to this tidbit of information and all that good stuff. Like I said, if you got any questions about audio work when it comes to podcasting, for sure, hit me up, man. We can have a conversation and get you right. So, Clear Visions Podcast, Mr. Al Pete. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be giving my handles. But follow me on, you know, Instagram, Twitter. I don't even think I did that for it. Wow. All right. Mr. Al Pete, MPN on Twitter. Mr. Al Pete on Facebook and Instagram. So, love y'all. Clear Visions Podcast was produced and engineered by myself, along with the intro and outro music. Subscribe to this podcast that's available on MrAlPete.com, MPN-LLC.com, and on all podcast platforms. Thanks for listening, everyone. Building but becoming. To the top.